It's the last day of the month, new moon in Taurus, and a great reason to pull out your flower buds. What's up, creators? What a blessed, beautiful day to be alive and well, because we woke up today. We have so many reasons to be thankful and grateful, and I'm going to start off with being grateful for cannabis flowers. So get your stash. I am going to set the mood to do a card reading. I'm going to play some music, and you guys can smoke with me. I have quite a bit to chat about. I want to have some fun today. My name is Nikitra Berard. I am an artist, a writer, speaker, goddess, healer, intuitive, whatever I want to be, when I want to be it. This is the Creative Album Podcast, a digital collection of my creations, a place of self-expression and exploration. I cover topics of spirituality, self-development, joyous expansion into the next best version of you, and so much more. I am going to speak a little astrology while we roll up. It is a new moon in Taurus, the start of eclipse season. Tomorrow is the first day of May, so we have a couple things to celebrate. It's a good time to set your intentions. If you are feeling this high vibrational energy and you want to take advantage to call in or draw in your desires, this is your invitation. I personally feel like I am stepping off the ledge and I'm going to realize that I could fly. That's what it feels like to me. And I haven't even started puffing on this cannabis yet. So it's time to raise the vibrations. I'm going to play some tropical music. I could just picture that I bought a private island and I'm going to throw a party. We're going to be eating out of stuffed pineapple bowls, sitting under a tree, staring out into the ocean, sipping a fruity beverage. So nice. Enjoy the vibes. If you are a cannabis consumer, then I want to know what you're smoking so you can tell me in the chat. I have been experimenting with sativa lately. I was on Instagram at 2:30 a.m. And y'all, I saw that Drika Gates is releasing her own flower bud brand. It's coming soon. And I was like, yes, so all over it. I want to try it. I want to know all about it. I was getting all hyped when I am usually asleep at this time. But I unexpectedly woke up from a vivid dream. I was in this city. I remember walking into a restaurant that I ordered some food from. They accepted Bitcoin, but I paid them with two forms of currency. And I was just so happy. I think I overpaid, and then I went for a stroll down the street. I was sightseeing, checking out the scene, and then I ended up at a gym. And a friend showed up and we were so excited to catch up and we were just chatting and chatting, just loving it. And I probably woke myself up talking in my sleep. Yes, so that's kind of funny, I know. Then I eventually played with my pet cat Chi Chi at 2:30 a.m. I turned on some music, went back to sleep for a little while, and then I woke back up at sunrise for breakfast. So I am feeling the cosmological shifts that are happening. New moons are about new beginnings, energy, fresh starts, and a solar eclipse is what makes this super powered. Especially in Taurus. You know, Taurus is an earth sign, so it has to do with our reality, what's tangible, and our senses. So we can get a boost in these areas. You can expect fertility, security, stability, and abundance. Taurus also relates to our value system, so it's a good time to take a look at what's important to us, what gives us meaning, and there are a few ways to ground this energy, get into alignment with what we want to create. You know, by acknowledging what you don't want, what you don't need, any fears or beliefs that need to be released, to let go of the old and outdated ways of thinking and allow the new to flow to you. You can write some things down and burn it on a piece of paper. Meditations and sound healings are a common practice, using modalities that ease anxiety, like lighting incense, using essential oils, receive a massage, or enjoy some cannabis, and reciting affirmations. Some other aspects that are highlighted for a partial eclipse in Taurus can be changes in the financial sector, new ways of earning income. Maybe some of you guys may be experiencing changes or breakthroughs in budgeting, making major purchases, working on your savings, the environment and earth itself. We may be experiencing the closing and opening of chapters or projects. So prepare and embrace these planetary alignments to work some magic in your life. The music gives me yacht party vibes. Tell me what you think. All right, we're going to do the card reading. This is general for fun and entertainment. We all need healing. We are all on the journey of ascension and evolution. So I tap into my Empress energy to offer messages of clarity, insight, and awakening by listening to my intuition. So use your own discernment and only take the messages that resonate. I want to preface this with the awareness of old, outdated, archaic systems and paradigms that are falling away, creating opportunities for us to move into fresh new possibilities, establish modern foundations that are suitable for our generation and the future. These changes are already occurring for some of you who are adapting. You are the light in your community, your family, social circles. That's why many people are drawn to you, or they will be called to you because of your light. The structures of business and money are being upgraded for the collective. This challenges the way that we have been operating in the past, even at an individual level. We have new tools and methods through technology to acquire resources now. Some of you should take a look within on why you do the work you do. It may come from a place of fear or limitation instead of operating from a place of joy and purpose. Some of you may be responsible for creating new jobs of the future. There are discoveries for health and wellness to be made. Many of you are working on ways to turn your hobbies into a full-blown business or how to earn profits from your passions. This is the new that is coming in. And sometimes it could be scary or thrilling, but it is exactly what you need to help you grow, and it makes you feel alive, doesn't it? We can start YouTube channels and post videos for income instead of the traditional trade your time for money. Go to a job for 8 hours a day doing something that you don't necessarily love so that you can ultimately, you know, get something that you want. But then you're eventually depleted or you're low on funds. Like, those days are over. You can invest in an NFT and flip your money faster and exponentially greater than we have ever seen. We have the metaverse, right? It is a new world if you can see it. And so, sometimes you gotta wonder, why is there any pain or disease or suffering? And it is because it is life, the universal forces, pushing us to wake up, to release, let go of some of these things that you are holding on to, carrying weight that is no longer yours, traditions that don't serve you anymore, practicing thoughts and habits that you picked up from years ago. Wearing the same outfits, talking and associating with the same people. Like, why are you doing it? Do you know why? Let's break through to the next level. Try something new. So, the questions that I want to ask the cards is, what could I do to improve my physical world? Because we are in Taurus right now. That's where the solar eclipse is occurring. And what entrenched patterns or habits am I ready to release right now? All right, so I'm gonna close out the reading with that. I felt like it was rapid fire and powerful. It just kind of came quick out of nowhere. I'm like all excited, everything. I enjoy doing these card readings. You guys can connect with me on my website. I do have a Patreon account where we go more in depth into astrology, Oracle cards, tarot cards. I also share my creative process, and I am going to be spontaneous here to go ahead and go with the flow of the energy to do something new. I am considering hosting a retreat later on this year, or maybe invite the members of the creative community to participate in a festival. Or, something fun. That's just, I don't know, just spur of the moment. So make sure you follow the podcast for the latest news. And I am looking to work with new partners and collaborations. So feel free to share. And we will play next time on the Creative Album. This is tapping into energy for the upcoming weeks. So, the first card that we have comes from Hope. Love is yours. Recognize your divine worth. Choose loving thoughts. And I am so glad to see Hope showing up. It's vibrant yellow. She's holding a flower. Love and acceptance is yours. The energy of hope is not wishful thinking, but it's more of having faith in the unseen. It's like you understand that what you desire is already here. It already exists. So hope is just trusting that you are worthy of the relationships that you want. You are deserving of your desires to have loving experiences. So choose loving thoughts. That is what we need to do. That's what we need to focus on. Love and accept yourself as you are. The next card that we have is the Divine Director. Intervention and purpose. Divine intervention is occurring. Know that you are being guided. Happiness is your purpose. I love the sound of that. My job is not to work a 9-to-5 job. That is not my life purpose. Happiness is my purpose. There's more to life than how much money you can accrue in your bank accounts. Okay? Like, that is the intervention that many people all over the nation in the US and probably all over the world are, going through right now, because the monetary system itself is it's crumbling. Like, just the information about the governments and political leaders are printing so much money that it is losing its value. Like, can you wrap your brain your mind around that? Like, some of us have to have this intervention so that we can, you know, figure out, okay, what is my purpose in life? Happiness is your purpose. And know that you are being guided by these changes. All right, so the next card that we have is Mahavatar Babaji, soul expansion. Your consciousness is expansion. And he shows up with the Om symbol here. He has the stars in his aura in the background. You understand the connections between all things. So your thoughts and your emotions have power. They are, that is how you are creating your reality. And you know, your soul is expanding. So whatever your desires are, it is because it is your soul calling, you know, expressing through you. So allow that and understand the connections that you have to all things. The next card we have is Holy Amethyst. Move beyond current challenges. Focus on what you desire. Divine alchemy. When you can master your emotions and your vibrational, emotional set points, oh my gosh, it is like magic occurs. When you give your attention only to the things that you want, that is all you're going to see showing up in your reality. And this is possible. This is how you create. You don't slave away at a job for something. You can tap into infinite intelligence. You can connect to source, spirit, God, all that is, whatever, the universe, in order to, you know, move beyond your current challenges, in order to attract and bring to you whatever it is that you are creating within your reality. Oh my gosh, this is such a, you know, high vibrational, powerful reading. I'm gonna pull a few more cards. Okay, we have Mercury, open communication. We will have Mercury in retrograde within the next coming weeks. So get a weight off of your chest, speak up with love and be heard. If there's anything that you need to say or express, this may be the perfect time, the right time to say it. Open communication. Make sure that you are, you know, speaking from a place of compassion. And also, you know, you may be heard. Maybe you have expressed yourself within a particular relationship, or you try to say something, you know, at your place of work, and, you know, you didn't get the results or the expectations that you, you know, we're looking for. But open communication is, you know, it's Mercury is here to let you know that this is a good time to speak up. All right, so the next card that we have is Master Jesus, representing forgiveness. You are on the path of light, love, and forgiveness. Father, healing is possible at this time. And I feel like this is important to know, just the energy of forgiveness, because we know that Jesus came to help the same people that murdered him, that killed him, that put him on the cross, and he was just so forgiving. And sometimes we have to forgive ourselves because we have been operating and doing things, you know, for in so many years, or when we are doing the healing work to, you know, get rid of the social conditioning and the programming, we have to forgive ourselves and remember that you are on the path of light, love, and forgiveness. Okay, so the final card that I am going to pull is Joan of Arc, Voice of Truth here. So we have more, speaking up, you know, stand strong, focus on your purpose, release the fear of persecution, and speak your truth. Sometimes y'all don't want to say what it is that you want to say, but your voice is important. You know, some of us have fears of, you see something, you witness something that is, you know, in your heart, you don't feel comfortable, you don't, you know, feel right about it, and you have to release that fear of persecution and speak your truth. Joan of Arc is showing up as, you know, as a woman here, and she's wearing armor with flowers growing out of it. So beautiful, such a beautiful energy here.